Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life Radio Show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, and certified coach, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and well-being in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Welcome, everyone, and I'm Dr. Joanne White, and I'm really very glad to be here today. And I have a guest back by popular demand, and I'll be introducing Dr. Richard London in a moment. But how many of you are puzzled about what's going on at the end of 2012? Many people are thinking it's the end of the world, the end of life as we know it, and yet there are so many other meanings to what's going on and exciting meanings. And we have Dr. Richard London, who's really here to help us make sense of it. He's a world-renowned author, a business consultant, and he tells us what our future really looks like. He's the leading visionary manifestation business intelligence coach in the world. And with so much uncertainty today, especially as we get closer to 2000 and the end of 2012, Dr. London really provides the tools that work in this century. He served as the CEO, the Chief Education Officer, CVO, CMO, and of several companies, as well as being a business consultant for over 25 years. He has famous media and entertainment personality clients, industry and corporate leaders, leaders of countries and major organizations. And Dr. Richard London is the founder of 14 world charities. So we know how busy he is. He's the CEO of Prodigy Mind Company and directed the building of 200-plus web-based companies that educate professionals. Dr. London is also the author of forthcoming books, Doctorate of Business Life, Creating Success and Wealth with No Limits, and Great Language, Great Life, Communicate to Wealth, Words That Create Miracles in Your Life. And think about this, folks. Imagine being 18, 30, 40, 50, 60, 80, or whatever age you are, and living a life filled with abundance and with balance in wellness, in wealth, love, peace, spirituality, and energy that can actually catapult you and every thought in living reality, clarity, and the life of your individual dreams. You can actually create this kind of a life. And Dr. London is here today to talk to us and to really tell us how. So it's my pleasure to introduce a friend and colleague of mine, Dr. Richard London. How are you?
Wonderful, Joanne. My pleasure to be on your show today.
Oh, well, great.
When I hear someone say all those things, I go, wow.
You are impressive, Dr. London. You are very impressive. And I'm going to call you Dr. Richard on the show, if that's okay.
Sure.
That's my favorite name for you. So let's move right into this, because you know how time just seems to move forward, and you're going to talk about that in a moment, too. But people are curious about what this term ascension means. Some people think they're actually going to be leaving their bodies and flying up, and some people already think they're doing that. And so what's going on about this, and what's going to happen, and what are your thoughts on it?
Well, first of all, listeners out there, you should be celebrating. This really is a celebration to be here at this particular time to be able to create. What ascension is all about is moving into the divine game of life using divine rules and then the rules that you create for your own life. So, and the reason I say it's a celebration is we've had 26,000 years of what's called the Age of Darkness, where wars have been created, greed, murder, mayhem. And now we're in an actual new cycle, 2,000 years minimum of this age of light. So would you like to be in a life of complete darkness 24 hours a day? Or would you like to be in a life of light 24 hours a day? So ascension is about moving into the divine game of life, and it's moving into authenticity at the highest level. And the best explanation I could give, imagine all of you listeners being the most famous creative artist in the world. And in this world that we're living now and making the transformation into, you are that master artist. You can create the palette and the picture and the life of your dreams. Never before in the history of mankind have humans been able to create everything that they would like in their lives. Dr. Joanne, she's doing it all the time. How does it feel, Dr. Joanne?
You know, it feels wonderful, and I love the fact that you're talking about celebration, because you and I are always doing that, and it is about that. But I have somebody who actually wrote in, Dr. Richard, and said, how could you say that it's going to be light and no wars or whatever when you look around? And that's a great question. You look around and you see wars and conflict and people uneasy and angry with each other. Where's the peace, Dr. London?
Well, right now as we speak, and it has been for many weeks, the most powerful energy that's reaching the earth is this energy of peace, this energy of love, this energy of transformation. So what you're feeling the tail end of a cycle. Yes. This is the tail end of the cycle, and so when you are at the tail end of the cycle, you're feeling all those emotions, but all those negative feelings, the feelings of war and murder and killing and mayhem, those energies are ending. So there is an end to it. That's why we can look at the world today and say it's a world of light, because that darkness is absolutely 100% it is ending. So never before.
Go ahead.
I would say never before did people see an end, Dr. Joanne. Yes.
Do you think that at the when there's an end of something, Dr. Richard, that you actually see almost a bit of an explosion of all the old stuff, like the wars or whatever, that sort of is coming to a head, so it looks and it's manifesting as more than what it is, just because it's kind of whittling out?
Yes, because, first of all, in every human being that exists on Earth, all their negative, I call it negative genetic imprinted energy, is being attached to their souls. A human soul weighs 21 grams. So
wow.
There are famous people who I check their Akashic records, and their souls weigh 47 grams. So they have 26 grams of negative imprinted genetic memory that's making them feel all these insecurities, these fears. And once those negative imprinted genetic memories are released, the soul gets lighter. And it's just like cooking. It rises. Dough rises, your soul rises, you feel lighter. And remember, much of what we experience in our human life is just an illusion. The spiritual world is real, real. What life we experience here on earth in the past and even now, it's just an illusion. It's not real. But here's the kicker. You can make it real. One of my clients, and it was really interesting, is that she's moving into a new place and she wanted a refrigerator. And she moved into Ascension. and she was went to visit a friend that she doesn't normally see. She was sitting on the couch talking with her. She says, I'm moving, and I need to buy a refrigerator. Her friend responded, no, you don't. I'm giving you this refrigerator right here in the kitchen. I bought it a year ago. It's a beautiful stainless steel refrigerator, and I don't really like it. And it's not the refrigerator. It's her ability to create whatever she needs. So amidst of what all this negative energy you might be feeling out there, guess what? There's a rainbow. And in that rainbow is everything that you desire to create. That's what ascension brings you to, a point where you're in control of your own divine game of life.
You know, I love that. Yes. Because I was thinking, I just got back from a trip, and I obviously spent money on the trip and everything in terms of travel, and I was thinking, oh my goodness, whatever. And in the mail yesterday, I got a gift certificate from Verizon. I mean, obviously, I was expecting it maybe. I couldn't remember. And there it was for $250. And this morning, I was gifted something else for $245. And I'm thinking, wow, how nice, how wonderful. And you're talking about ascension and celebration. And so I so believe it. I think it's wonderful to watch the miracles that we can create in our lives when we believe it.
Yeah, one day I woke up and I said, everything that I purchased today is going to be at a discount. And I walk in a store in a third world country, and there's a beautiful silk Calvin Klein shirt, my size, absolutely beautiful, and I bought it for $3.50 U.S.
Wow.
Yeah. And I went into a restaurant, and they charged me a discount price at a restaurant that I eat at on a regular basis. Everything became a discount that day. Yes.
Now, I know it. See, you and I believe it, but I have a disbeliever who's writing in and saying, how can we think that this reality isn't real when I have to pay my bills, I have a mortgage to pay, and those things are happening, and that feels like the reality. So what would you say to that person, Dr. Richard?
Well, in your world, it is a reality. But let me give you an analogy. What it's like is that the majority of human beings in the world, it's like you wash towels, and you take the towels out of the washing machine, and you put it into a dryer. So what's happening is your life is banging against the walls of the dryer, and it's just turning. You're going through the cycles. You're getting up in the morning. You're eating breakfast. You're going to work. You're paying your bills, as you said, and you're in this cycle. Yes. And so this is the world that the majority of people are in. What the other world looks like is you're free from that dryer. You're absolutely free from the dryer, and you're at the base of the tree of life. So your listeners, go out there and go to Google Images and pull up the tree of life. So
wow.
You're actually at the base of the tree of life. And if you look at the tree of life, it's constantly growing. There's nothing stopping it. It's connected to Mother Earth, and you're there at the base, and guess what you're doing? You're growing just like the tree of life. So it's just different, but it's authentic and it's healthy. That's the big difference. Yes, the financial world has created a financial mentality of fear. And when you're at the base of the tree of life, there are no fears. When you're in the divine game of life and you're really in ascension, you don't have any fears whatsoever. Yes. Dr. Joanne White, you don't have any fears. Yes.
I know.
We've had many conversations, and she's never expressed one fear. Yes. Yeah.
Now, Dr. Richard, people are saying, okay, time, they feel like time is speeding up. I was working with clients last week who said, I can't keep up with everything. It's just, things are going so quickly. What do people need to do to actually keep up with that fact? Because I believe in you, I know you believe that, we've had conversations, that in fact time is speeding up. What can they do?
Yeah. Well, here's the practical. And I'm a very practical person. Everything has to make sense, and I'm very, very grounded. So first of all, one day is equal to 2 years of time. 1 hour is equal to 1 month of time. And that's because the magnetic field of the Earth is declining and the actual pulse rate. Earth has a pulse just like the human heart, and it's more than doubled. But here's the great thing, listeners. This month, what's going to happen is the whole consciousness of every human being on Earth is going to be placed in the now. So you really won't have to worry about time because you'll be in the now. And why is this taking place? Because if any human being is in the past, they cannot move into the now, and they cannot move into the future, and they can't make this transformation. Yes. It's like every minute, every second, we're changing. And in my life, and in many people's life, it's okay to reinvent yourself from time to time. Change your hairstyle. Change your makeup. Change your clothes. It's wonderful. So what we're experiencing in the world is this just, there's these programs on TV, Makeover, and
right.
so forth. This is a big makeover, but it's a positive makeover because you get to make over your life and your world exactly the way that you would like it. Yes.
So I think that's wonderful because then we're creators and we need to really embrace that creativity and that aspect of ourselves and have fun with it.
Yes. Time is going to be in the now. When you're in the now, you can create in the now. And let me explain to you, many people were taught that you have to think. Yes, you have to be responsible. Yes, you don't have to be anything. Because when you're not thinking, you're actually at a greater level of intellect. Because when there are no thoughts in the mind, it's cleared to receive creative energy and divine thought. But if you're thinking all the time, there's no room. Yes. Yes. So all the creative things that ever been created in the world always come in what I call emptiness, when the mind is empty. So when we were children, our parents said, you know, you need to think more, you need to concentrate more. Those were untruths. All your creative thought process is going to come from your passion and when you're not thinking.
You know, that's
basically
so true because when I take walks and I do these walks in a beautiful environment, my mind is clear, there's nothing racing in it, and that's when some of the most incredible creative ideas come.
Yeah, when I was 18 years old, I was laying on the beach and looking at the beautiful ocean and the beautiful people on the beach, and I go, I'm going to live forever. Life is so wonderful. And I was so happy, and I'd go back to work, and there would be money just flowing in and flowing in and flowing in. See, the key really to success in the world is the happier you are. And listeners, life is really all about you. Life is all about Dr. Joanne. Life is all about Dr. Richard. Life is all about you, because the happier you are, the more in the creative cycle of life you're in. Yes. The more you worry about anything, money, your children or whatever, you're just putting yourself more in that negative cycle. And it's easy to say, so listeners, I'm going to give you a technique that always works. The most powerful three words that exist in the planet today, first of all, the word yes. There are two types of energies in the world. There's the yes energy, which is the positive energy of the universe. Then there's the no word, or the no negative energy of the universe. And then there's I know. Yes, I know. I know is the divine energy that changes everything and opens up all the doors. So if those listeners are feeling fear, yes, I know I feel no fear. Yes, I know I am wealthy. Yes, I know I'm beautiful. Yes, I know I'm thin. And it actually changes the energy immediately. So you only have to remember three words. Yes, I know. So it's all the positive energy, and then it's all the divine transformational energy in I know.
So you
wonderful,
know what? That
isn't
is, that's
it?
So easy, right? I mean, it's
yes.
not. It's simple. It's not. They don't have to use their heads. They just have to remember that, like a little bit of a mantra. And it's so affirming, too. It's so life-affirming and so self-affirming. I love it, Dr. Richard.
Yes, now, I know.
People are asking, what, you know, here we are going through this ascension process. What can they do to help themselves, to move forward, to ascend, to expand? And you have some incredible tools. So would you please share some of them with our listening audience, Dr. Richard?
Well, one of the most important things in life which will move you to the place that you really would like to be is release. Release anxiety, release fear, release anger. Start this release process. When you wake up in the morning, whatever you've been feeling of a negative energy, release it. Release yourself to the universe. And one of the first steps of ascension is you have to allow it. So you say, I, blank, blank, your full name, release my soul to the universe, and I am open to ascension. Yes, you have to tell the universe that you're open. And I'll explain something to your listeners. Everyone in the universe is only known by their vibration. An average human being vibrates at 234 cycles or hertz. The higher the vibration, the easier it gets to be in a creative process. The lower vibration, the harder it is to move in any direction, let alone ascension. So by releasing all this negative energy, you're able to move up in the vibrational scale. So the majority of people in the world, an average is 234, but probably many people in the world now are maybe 150. So that vibration, a low vibrational scale, keeps you in the dryer, keeps you moving, just constantly going through the cycle of life, but not growing. The higher vibration keeps you at the base of the tree of the life, so you can move up the tree of life, and as you move up the tree of the life, your vibration increases. If you look at all the master teachers, Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, Gandhi, Mother Teresa, their vibrational level was in the tens of thousands. And by the way, listeners, the scale is from 0 to 1,000, and then once you reach 1,000, you don't go 1,001, 1,002. You actually go to a new level. You start at 10,000, and then you move up. Yes. So you can move up the scale of vibration very quickly by releasing. Yes. Release is the most important aspect in life. Even if you're sick and you have all this negative energy, you can release all that negative energy. You can take it up through the bottom of your feet, because that's where everything starts, and then you release it through your fingertips. Yes, and you can actually feel it leaving your body. One of the other tips is you need to express that your life is easy. The majority of people in the world are suffering is because they believe their life is difficult. Remember, solutions are easy, problems are difficult. Solutions are easy, problems are difficult. And also, too, your past is in stone, Your future is in paper. So you have the ability to design your life since it's in paper. You are the author. You are the designer of your life. And all you have to do is put it in paper, and then it can be.
And the future is like 1 second from now, 30 seconds from now, 1 minute from now, one hour from now, right? So it's immediate, and yet we're in the present. Would you go over what people need to say again? Somebody's raising a question here. Joanne White.
Yes, I know. Yep. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Release, release, release. And again, every time I wake up in the morning, I go, my day's going to be easy. My life is easy. And then it takes action. Yes. I've created a home where everything is easy in my home. Yes. And what happens in this ascension process, guess what? And when you move in the divine game of life and authenticity, you have no fears. This concept of fear, people have been fighting. They say it's false emotions appearing real.
Right.
They have all these solutions to fears. The greatest and the easiest solution to fear is moving into the divine game of life and being your authentic self. I don't know of any human being who exists on earth who is authentic, who has a fear. Yeah. When I was 4 years old, my parents, they were from Europe. They tried to fill my mind with all this stuff about boogeymen and things of that nature. So at 4 years old, I went out late at night. It was like 10 o'clock at night. And I went looking for the boogeyman to scare the boogeyman. Yes. Yes. So scare your fears away. Yes. And Dr. Joanne White is an authentic person. And an authentic person has no fears, and they can create whatever it is they want in their life. And in many cases, instantaneously. Yes.
You know, I love that, scare your fears away. I actually have a program that I call Cartoon Your Fears Away, because when you can laugh at it and sort of poke fun at it, and you and I love humor, Dr. Richard, it's kind of,
yes,
it makes it less real, and it really does dispel it. Let's talk a lot about your divine, you have this Doctorate of Life program, and you've just been wonderful in terms of presenting that and spreading that out to so many people, and you now have a divine media program, and you amaze me, and you've been such an important person in my life. Tell people about this project and what's going on with it and how it would help people, because we only have about 10 minutes. It's going too fast. I love it.
I created a program, the Road to Yes, the Life Wellness System. Within the Life Wellness System is a program I created called the Doctorate of Life. When my daughter was 5 years old, she came to me and she said she wanted to babysit. And I said, you're a baby. And then she said, no, Daddy, I can do it. And then I noticed little children jumping on her like she was candy. And I realized she had a special gift. So I said, wow, wouldn't it be wonderful if my own daughter could have a doctorate in life, and that every decision she would make would be clear, and she would move up through the tree of life. So I created this Doctor of Life program, and it enables people. They're taught tools, and they're also, all their negative energy that's attached to their soul, it's all removed. Some people have tens and tens of thousands of pieces of negative energy. Also, we rewrite all your unhealthy agreements that you've ever created in your life. So the end of the result is, imagine if you were 18 years old, just graduating from high school, you were a millionaire in your mind and in your soul and heart, and you could create, and every decision you made had clarity, and there are no errors. I worked with a man who was, I think he was 90 at the time. He had been married 7 times, could never get anything right in his life. He lived to 95. In the 5 years that he lived from 90 to 95. He lived life with a doctorate of life, and he had a wonderful, wonderful life. So listeners, if you're 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, having your doctorate of life brings you to a level where you can move in the divine game of life. You can move into ascension and authenticity. Now, this life wellness system is evolved into a company that I'm launching called Divine Media Entertainment. And we will be providing the best feature films, television, special events, musical events that empower people. So the process of this doctorate of life and the life wellness system has evolved to this level of Divine Media Entertainment where it's going to reach millions of people. And Dr. Joanne White and myself, we're working on an Ascension University that will be launching online. But basically, it will be an empowerment educational process for adults and for adults to teach their children. And remember, out there, listeners, when you move into the doctorate of life and you move into authenticity, you have all this great wisdom that you're going to share with your brothers, your sisters, your children, your mothers, your fathers. Because what happens is, when you're at a certain level, when people are in your presence, and when you're in wellness and you're in your doctorate of life, in the divine game of life, everyone moves to be within your energy. So guess what, you listeners? You don't have to change your boyfriends, your girlfriends, your husbands, your wives, your mothers, or fathers any longer. Yes. Isn't that wonderful? Yes.
They'll be transformed by just being near you.
Yes.
So how do people get this Doctorate of Life?
Well, you can go to doctorateoflife.com, or you can email me at richardlondon@usa.net. I don't live in a glass house. I'm always open. I answer every email whatsoever. Or you can call 720-213-8021. The main thing, listeners out there, this is a celebration. It's not doom. It's not gloom. The world's not going to end. Your financial future is not going to end. In authenticity, and when you have your doctorate of life, you are a powerful creative being that is fully empowered, like Dr. Joanne White and like myself. Yes. And
Dr. Richard,
you make
so
miracles, yes.
That's true. It's so funny. I get emails that say, okay, the end of the world is coming, and you need to prepare for it. And I go, delete, because I don't need to be a part and participate in exactly that kind of energy. And you and I'm in a totally different energy. And I like what you said. And again, it's the celebration, and it's the joy. And it allows us to feel that sense of freedom and connectedness to the divine. And you do it. You, Dr. Richard, do it so beautifully. You are such a gift to so many people. What do people need to do, those who are still asleep, and not because it's a different time zone, what do people need to do to awaken?
Well, what people need to do is, first of all, is discover their passions inside of them. It's really the passion within every human being that acts as the catalyst to change them. And another thing is, too, is ignite that divinity inside of you. See that flame burning. That's the first step in this whole process. In the Doctorate of Life, I ignite everyone's divinity. Once your divinity is ignited, everything grows and transforms in the way that it's supposed to. Because every person, as you know, has a soul. It weighs 21 grams. And that soul has great potential. In fact, unlimited potential in life. So ignite your divinity. See that light burning inside with the passions and all that creative knowledge and wisdom that you've gained in your life. And remember, listeners, nobody has made one mistake in life. There's never been a mistake made. No one should live their life thinking their life was a mistake. It's an experience. Yes.
You know, I love that because there are so many people, Dr. Richard, who spend hours really troubled about what they've done, and they can't get past it. And they're sort of stuck in that energy. So this is wonderful.
So if you look at your life as an experience, and from that experience, you can jump, guess what, to another experience, and that next experience is going to be positive. Yes. I've never seen an ugly person. I've never seen anyone make a mistake. Yes. I have an expression I use. I live in beauty. I create beauty. And I am beauty. And you can pick the word that resonates with you. Remember, your life is about everything that goes in and out of one place. It's your mouth. Whatever you express and whatever goes in food-wise is your reality. So just make sure great words come out. Wealth is a great word. Money actually doesn't vibrate hardly at all. Yes. Every word that comes out of my mouth, it goes through a process. Yes. And it has power and it has energy. If you're going to say anything to someone, you want to share something that changes their life immediately. And I hope these words of wisdom today have changed your life and are setting you on a path of transformation. Yes.
Well, Dr. Richard, I know that you touch so many people's lives, and you are such a gift to so many people, especially to me, and it's been such a pleasure. Tell people one more time how they can get a hold of you and your program.
Yeah, you can go to doctoratoflife.com. You can email me just by my name, richardlondon@usa.net, or you can contact me at 720-213-8021. And of all the people that I've ever been on, any show in the world or television or whatever it might be, Dr. Joanne White was the only person in authenticity and wellness. Yes. And she's
You're
in
so
the
kind.
Divine game of life. Yes. Yes.
You're so kind. And we have fun together. That's part of it. Part of this formula.
Of
it's about having fun.
Yes, life is really, really about having fun. And I'm going to Disneyland with my grandchildren, Paris, Preston, and Annalise. I haven't seen my granddaughter. She's 9 months old, and I'll be at Disneyland. So
wonderful. Well, celebrate and embrace them and embrace your joy, because you are an incredible human being, and you and I will be talking soon. And thank you so much for sharing your day with us and giving people such wonderful insight, Dr. Richard. You touched
thank
my
you very
heart
much.
So
I love
greatly.
You, Dr. Joanne White.
I love you too.
Blessings.
Take care. Have a blessed day.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye. Folks, it's been really special to have a friend and colleague and a mentor, Dr. Richard Lundon, here, and take his words to heart, because they're so very valuable and they can help you transform you and your world and those people around you. And that's pretty amazing, because you can do that. You can actually shift people right near you, and people that you may have been dissatisfied with the day before may actually surprise you and be in that energy of love and joy. And speaking of joy, Dr. Richard Lundon and I have been talking about celebration. I just unleashed my new Joy ebook, and so what I'd like you folks to do is check it out. We have two bonuses that go with it. There is a guided meditation that brings you to a beautiful state of peace and of joy video that accompanies the book, and you can go to my website, Dr. Dr. Joanne, joannewhite.com/joy. That's drjoannewhite.com/joy, and just experience the joy that's within you, because in fact, it is within you, and you can conjure up your own joy anytime, anywhere, anyhow, but you'll know how and learn how through reading my joy book. So, folks, it's been a pleasure, and let us know what's happening with you. Follow some of Dr. Richard's great advice. Release. Release is number one. Release. Embrace your own greatness. I live in beauty. I create beauty. I am beauty. And remember to say yes to life. Yes, I know. And think about that in terms of everything. You can create whatever it is you choose, and now you have some very divine tools to be able to do so. This is Dr. Joanne White, and it is such a pleasure and a joy to be with you each and every week and to bring on guests that are here to elevate you, to embrace you with their wisdom, their joy, their gifts, their knowledge, and a lot of giveaways that we have. So thank you for you, listeners, for being the special people that you are. And have a blessed day and a blessed week until we meet again next week for the power of life. Power your life up now with more joy, more love, and more celebration.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with your host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the upbeat show to grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again by visiting divatoolbox.com and blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.